The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, EA looks to add real adverts to their games again. Some Xbox studios are fighting to go independent to save themselves from getting cut. And Fortnite collabs with more games, but people aren't thrilled about some Gen AI team-ups. Here's the news for Sunday, the 21st of June, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
We get enough advertisements in the real world, and now we'll be getting even more in games, thanks to EA. They announced this week that they're launching a new advertising scheme, which means brands can integrate their dynamic ads directly into the gameplay. We've seen cross-promotion in some of their games already, like the EA Sports titles and The Sims 4, but this new approach will integrate them into gameplay through real-time placements from stadium signage to custom in-game content.
Okay, so this might seem pretty unusual, but it actually isn't new, especially if not for EA. 19 years ago, yes, that's right, 19 years ago, EA actually included a form of dynamic advertising in their game Battlefield 2142 and Burnout Paradise. The futuristic shooter and racing game would have real adverts on in-game billboards for food and drink, and even presidential hopeful Barack Obama got into the mix, targeting a younger audience. In more recent years, The Sims has done brand collabs with companies like Coach, Machino, and even Amazon, including free update items and unavoidable menu ads. But at least we have a real Sims Alexa, I guess? While we can't escape adverts anywhere, it's a return to an idea that EA has already tried nearly two decades ago. And you better believe you'll be tracked within an inch of your life. A couple of Xbox studios are fighting to go independent in order to avoid being shut down. It was announced this week that three different studios, Compulsion Games, Double Fine, and Ninja Theory, are in active negotiations to spin off from Xbox. We don't hear much of studios trying to go independent in order to save themselves, but some of these studios only just had games come out or only just announced games.
Compulsion released South of Midnight last year, and Double Fine released Kiln only a few months ago. What's crazy is that Ninja Theory, which made Hellblade, only announced a game last week at the Xbox Games Showcase called Senua. All three studios have created award-winning games, but they're not necessarily commercial hits. I wonder if that's why they've been caught up in Microsoft's big cuts in the gaming division. Uh-oh, it's not looking good for Don't Nod. The company behind Life is Strange is likely to go under by November. It was noticed that the French studio's auditor issued a special alert report this month and said they had just 8.8 million euro, or about 14 million Australian dollars, left in their bank accounts. I wish that was me. It's said that the chairman, Oscar Gilbert, has been seeking additional financing for several months, including requesting aid from the main shareholder, Tencent.
Apparently, there are a few things the company can do to keep themselves afloat for a little while longer, including launching the studio's next title earlier in 2027 than planned. We do know that in October last year, Don't Nod announced an agreement with Netflix to make a new narrative video game based on major IP, and there is also a TV show in the works. I guess we'll see what happens with Don't Nod. At the State of Unreal conference this week, Epic Games announced that Fortnite will be adding more than 30 gaming collabs to the game this year. One of the biggest crossovers that was announced was the Sonic Fortnite collab, which is based on the 2025's Sonic Racing Crossworlds. Epic are also pushing their idea of the metaverse, opening with Unreal Engine 6, the ability to use some of the Fortnite skins in other games if those developers support it. Though it might not be a match made in heaven for a Vampire Survivors collab thanks to Epic Games' use of AI.
Vampire Survivors studio Ponkle said that after Epic revealed a behind-the-scenes video of how they use generative AI, they were reconsidering their crossover. The video showed how Epic uses prompts to adjust hand-drawn designs for Fortnite character skills and art assets used in the game's concept phase. If only we had concept artists for that. The video also showed AI being used to turn sketches into more detailed designs or experiment with alternative versions of artwork. Anyway, Ponkle's message has been praised by Vampire Survivor fans, and they said they'll let everyone know what will happen. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Theorem Boy is a poetic cinematic platformer where a runaway boy meets a fawn. Follow their emotional journey as they discover abilities, solve puzzles, and grow their bonds. It looks super cute and sweet, and it's coming to PC on the 23rd.
And on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, Gunas Prepare, the fan favorite 3D fighting game Dead or Alive 6, is back with stylish moves, striking animations, a cast of colourful characters to go head-to-head in the fighting game world's most extreme battles, and some extremely uncomfortable-looking outfits. It's coming to PC, Xbox, and PlayStation on the 25th of June.
It's not so much of a new release, but the fifth chapter of Deltarune is finally dropping as a free update to anyone owning the full game on the 25th this week on PC, PlayStation, Switch, and Switch 2. Developer Toby Fox has described the chapter as similar to turning around to watch the sun before it goes down completely. Whatever the hell that means.
And finally, Star Fox is coming to Nintendo Switch 2, following the titular character's starring role in the latest Super Mario movie, Super Mario Galaxy. The game looks really great for anyone who's a Nintendo 64 kid. If you only got your driver's license in the last 5 years, though, it's probably not for you. You can find that on sifter.com.au. A review will be coming soon from Gianni, and I've actually already done a preview. The game will be releasing on the 25th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John. Thank you so much for listening.
Walkthrough is our recap of the news, but if you want to catch up on all the Sifter stories, we've got a fancy newsletter. It's an easy way to make sure you don't miss any of our interviews or reviews, and it's out every fortnight. Head to sifter.com.au/newsletter to subscribe. That again is sifter.com.au/newsletter.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Pauletto, the lovely Fiona Bartholomaeus, who joined me on this episode, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and editor this episode. I am senior and social producer. And Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, I'm Chris Button, and on the latest episode of Lightmap, Alana Pierce joined me ahead of Alt Games in Sydney to share her plan to break the Hollywood curse of video game film and TV adaptations with her new production company.
Video games don't need Hollywood. We virtually have, outside of physical crew, every skill set that you already need to make something incredible. Many things that are already used in films, as games get more and more cinematic, we have someone on a dev team already doing. That vision is already there. One of the things that I'm working on right now is a live action sort of short for a studio, and they actually storyboarded the whole short in engine. But they did all of the storyboarding themselves in engine, and it's fantastic.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or sifter.com.au, and wherever you get your podcasts.